Are Christians in the dark? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Mike Shreve Ministries with Pastor Mike Shreve, who was a yoga guru and found out that Christians are truly in the light.
You know, I think that a lot of people believe Christians are naive, ignorant, or that they were just born that way and raised in a Christian home. But I can attest that that is absolutely not true because I did not grow up in a Christian home. And I honestly found truth when I became a believer. It was before then that I felt like I was walking in the dark, not knowing where I was going, why I was here, what my purpose was. And so I could say I was ignorant then before I came to know the Lord.
Well, I know I felt that way when I was an atheist. I really did believe that Christians were just in the dark. They were just ignorant. You know, they were just taught that way and pretty much brainwashed. And unfortunately, when I came to know Christ, I had to repent of that. The truth is, there is no evidence for that belief. And I really just got that belief because of friends or certain influences. Really, honestly, I just kind of assumed it.
Yeah.
But Christianity and knowing Christ, it is not darkness. It is actually a complete illumination and truly understanding so many more things than I understood before. And I realized that before, I didn't know much. But when I came to know Christ, He really, truly guided me to understand so much more, helped me so much.
And I think that when we come to know the Lord, our lives change. And instead of living these lives where we're doing things that hurt other people, hurt ourselves, we become more innocent. So people can mistake that for ignorance. But really, God is restoring our lives back to a place of this purity.
Yeah.
And it's a good thing. And He shows us how to love others through it and to be the light. And in Ephesians 5:8, it says, at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. We become the light, and the light shines in the darkness, and it pushes out those things that we once thought made us so knowledgeable. Let's hear from Mike Shreve after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by Saigon Bowl Restaurant and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Saigon Bowl offers the best of Vietnam right here in Denver, Colorado. Winning awards from Yelp, Urban Spoon, and TripAdvisor, Saigon Bowl is sure to please with authentic Vietnamese pho, noodle bowls, seafood dishes, and other fine Asian cuisine. Just Google them as Saigon Bowl Denver or call them at 303-935-2427. That's 303-935-2427.
Do aliens exist?
Is there more than one way to God?
Is casual sex okay?
Our new 11th hour TV show is tackling difficult
philosophical,
cultural,
and spiritual questions
in a fun new way from many perspectives to help you decide for yourself.
Watch us on the 11th hour, Mondays at 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 6:30 p.m.
on CTN, available on Comcast and Dish Network.
Dish Network.
For more information, go to www.awakeningthenations.com. That's www.awakeningthenations.com. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Hello, everyone.
Joining us is Pastor Mike Shreve, and believe it or not, he was a teacher of Kundalini yoga at four Florida universities, and he ran a yoga ashram before he became a pastor.
Wow.
And he had an encounter with God, obviously, so that's why he's a pastor today. And before this, he had taught 300 students that were under him, and they would call him guru. So I'm going to have him on the show to learn more about that and all about his ministry. Pastor Mike, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yes, and I know that you have a powerful testimony, and people will get to hear the longer testimony, but here I'd like to just share a little bit about it and then all that you do in your ministry. I understand that you were doing this teaching, and word got out through a newspaper article that you were doing this great yoga, and you had like 300 students, but in the long run, what happened is Christians found out about it and started praying for you. Can you tell us a little bit what happened after all that?
Well, after they prayed for me that God would reveal himself to me, it happened. And one of the members of their prayer group picked me up hitchhiking and led me to the Lord. And it just happened to be the same day that I had been praying all day long, if Jesus was the answer, that he would show me. Now, that was 47 years ago. And when I found the Lord, I quit doing yoga and have never done it since. But I became very involved in Christian evangelism and missionary work all over the world. And also, I run a publishing company called Deeper Revelation Books, and I'm an author. I've written 15 books, so I've been involved in a lot of different areas.
And you know, one thing I'd like to know, too, before you came to know the Lord, before you had this encounter with God, how long were you a Kundalini yoga instructor and a guru, according to your students?
Well, I dropped out of college in my freshman year around January 1970 and began studying personally under an Indian guru. And for about the next 6 months, I lived in an ashram in Daytona Beach, Florida, with a number of other people, and I was studying under another leader. And then after about 6 months, I left and went to Tampa, Florida, opened up a yoga ashram, started teaching at 4 universities, and about 300 students started attending the meetings. And that went on until about October of that year. And around October or November is when I found the Lord Jesus Christ. So I was deeply involved for about a year's time.
Tell me about what a guru is. What would people say is a guru?
Well, the word guru means out of darkness into light. And the implication is that that is someone who brings you out of the darkness of a very flesh-bound sense consciousness where you're limited in life to gratification of the senses. And a guru is supposed to be someone who brings you out of the darkness of that kind of life into the light of living for eternal things. And so the basic meaning of the word is not bad. The problem is there's thousands of people that bear that title that have never come into the light themselves. And so you can't take someone else to a place you haven't been yourself. And that's the fallacy of it.
So tell me a little bit about after you came to know the Lord, your whole life changed. What were some of the things that started changing in you personally and how you ended up becoming a pastor?
Well, I began traveling almost immediately. It was during the Jesus Movement era when there was a great surge of hippies and people that were into the drug culture, into the flower child movement, into the cultural changes that were taking place in that day. And there was this like tsunami wave of people turning toward the Lord Jesus. It was amazing. I would walk on a college campus and start preaching, and 1,000 kids would sit down and listen to me for 2 hours. And many of them give their hearts to the Lord. And that's the kind of ministry I had the first few years. I would walk into a city and intentionally go to the worst parts of the city where all the drug trafficking and prostitution and crime took place. And invariably, God would lead us to some of the worst who would find him. And so it evolved little by little into an evangelistic ministry where I actually began speaking in churches too. And then many years later, I also pastored several churches. And right now I'm pastoring in Cleveland, Tennessee. And so it's all about sharing Jesus. It's all about telling the world that he's alive. In Hinduism, when I was a yoga teacher, we taught that there have been many avatars. And the word avatar means something different now because of the movie.
Right.
But in Hinduism, it means an incarnation of God. And in Hinduism, they teach that that's happened dozens, some people would even say hundreds of times. But according to the Bible, there's only been one time that God came to earth in the form of a man. And that was when the Son of God was born of a virgin, and he walked in the world among us and was crucified and buried and rose again. And it's only by going to him that we can be saved. Many people say, well, it doesn't matter what name you call on. Just use any name you want to use. But if you use the name of God in Hinduism, you're describing a completely different personality and nature of ultimate reality. In Hinduism, God is an impersonal life force. That's completely different than the triune God of Christianity, which is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and these three are one. So the name is essentially important. And I would urge everyone to call on the name of Jesus. I have a book where I go into great detail. It's 336 pages. It's called In Search of the True Light. And it can be found on Amazon or my website, shreveministries.org, or my comparative religion website, which is thetruelight.net. And I would urge every seeker that's listening to get that book and go through it. I compare over 20 religions on 7 basic issues, and I show why Jesus logically really is the only way to eternal life.
Thank you. And that's thetruelight.net. And so if you are actually out there trying to figure out, is Jesus the only way, and you're on a spiritual search, we have someone here who knows so much about that, and this is Mike Shreve, who's actually a pastor now. And you've written many books that really help people, and you have a lot of resources. Where do people go to find out more information, and what other topics can you express here for those who are listening?
Well, my main teaching for Christians is the teaching of our spiritual identity. Once we become Christians, the best way of discovering our spiritual identity is to learn the names and the titles of the children of God. There's over 1,000 names, like the church, the bride of Christ, ambassadors for Christ, heirs of God, a royal priesthood, a chosen generation, and many, many others. And I've written a book called Who Am I? That explores this revelation of the names God has given his people. And there's other books that people can explore on my website, shreveministries.org. My most popular book is called 65 Promises from God for Your Child. There are 65 specific promises in the Bible that God has given our children if we are in a covenant relationship with him. And it's very important to pray those promises over your children. And that's one of the books that I've written.
Amen. So again, if you want to get a hold of Pastor Mike Shreve for any of these things, if you have any questions or anything, that's shreveministries.org. Again, Shreve, S-H-R-E-V-E, ministries.org. Or if you want to hear about the book that he was talking about, thetruelight.net. And Pastor, thank you so much for sharing with us the ministry and all that you're doing. I know there's so much more to this. We're going to pray for our listeners right now. Thank you so much for being with us.
Father God, we just thank you again so much for this testimony. But most of all, Jesus, we thank you that you truly are the true light. You're the light of the world. You're the one who came from heaven to earth to bring true enlightenment, not in a weird way, but to truly bring light to the souls of men. Jesus, we thank you. We receive you. We believe in you. We just want more of understanding who you are, God. Would you illuminate our lives? Would you illuminate our purpose and your plan, which is good, and it gives us a future and a hope. We thank you for this in Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless you all. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.